It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Federal border agency officials have announced Black Hawk helicopters will start flights over a stretch of the U.S.-Mexico border, including New Mexico and Texas, for border enforcement and search and rescue operations. The Albuquerque Journal reported on Monday that the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Air and Marine Operations confirmed the U.S. Army is transferring three Black Hawk helicopters to the El Paso Air Branch to replace the older helicopters being retired and sold. Officials say the helicopters can support federal, state, and local partners. New Mexico environmental officials say special infrared cameras have turned up potential emissions violations by several oil and gas operators. The Environment Department has conducted flyover inspections using the cameras. That footage, along with other images gathered by citizens, are included on the department's online interactive methane map. In response, the agency has sent written notices to the companies asking for an explanation about the emissions and requesting corrections be made. If the companies don't respond, the state says it may launch an investigation or assess civil penalties. A pair of Doñana County commissioners toured the county detention center as part of an annual inspection. They reported their findings to the commission board at a recent meeting. Michael Hernandez was there.
Overall, we were impressed with the personnel, and we were impressed with the current state of the facilities, which are in the process of being upgraded.
Doñana County Commission Chair Lynn Ellens and Commissioner Shannon Reynolds gave, quote, top marks across the board in their evaluations of the county detention center following a December inspection.
However, there were a few specific comments made by inmates and observations by us. One inmate complained that there was no law library available. Another complained about the food being tasteless and not enough Mexican food being served, which I found surprising. And unless an inmate has at least $4.17 in his commissary account, if he has one, he or she was only given one tube of toothpaste and one bar of soap every 2 weeks, which strikes me as an unreasonably low rate of distribution.
Sir, Mr. Chairman, it's my position that, you know, not just here, but any facility that I've worked at, if an inmate asks for something or a detainee asks for something, if they need something, whether it's toilet paper or soap, we should be providing that.
That's Detention Center Director Daniel Peters, whom the county appointed last September. Peters, a former warden and correctional officer, says he's looking at ways to provide law library access through computer tablets inmates pay to use. They may also listen to music, email staff, and read mail sent from outside.
And I think I might be able to work something out where they have access to a law library through those tablets. I'm still currently researching that, but it looks positive at this point, and that would be obviously free of charge. An inmate would just get on their tablet, whether it was a state inmate or a federal inmate, and they would have access to what's called Westlaw. So I'm very optimistic about solving that.
The law library is something I agree with the chair.
While access to legal information may create career opportunities for inmates after jail, Commissioner Reynolds says having a law library also reduces risk for the county.
Number one is there's a risk to the county not to provide access to legal information so that the detainees have the opportunity to investigate their own case and determine what they can do in order to better their situation for the charges that they have. So in many cases throughout the country, not having access to a law library have actually resulted in suits against the county or against the detention center for not providing ready access to legal information or legal concerns that they have.
A Las Cruces Sun News article published in December describes two lawsuits alleging mistreatment at the detention center. Reynolds says he wasn't asked to look specifically at those cases during his inspection.
However, I can only say this. I can't say anything about those specific cases, but I can simply say that I have reviewed, not as part of this process, but I have reviewed the processes that are somewhat discussed as being a problem in the detention center for these two cases. And we are looking at purchasing new equipment to solve one of the problems. It really doesn't solve the problem, but it enhances our ability to prevent a future concern of that. And the other one, based on what I've seen of the way the video works and the way the detainees are actually dealt with as far as searching for drugs and stuff. I think that our practices are already in pretty good shape. I just think this is a misunderstanding or possible misrepresentation of the facts at this point. That's all I'll say.
As for next steps, Reynolds says the detention center needs upgraded equipment. The county approved a budget resolution to buy a $160,000 full-body scanning system. Reynolds says that will nearly eliminate the need to conduct manual searches during the intake process.
Again, thank you for visiting us. I encourage you to come again without notice. I'm not going to say that the door is open because it is a facility. We keep it secure. But I welcome you to come back, and that goes to the entire commission as well, too.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.